Lannister, he said, yanking loose the scarf to uncover his mouth. This is the last place I would have expected to see you. He carried a heavy spear tipped in iron, taller than he was, and a sword hung at his side in a leather sheath. Across his chest was a gleaming black war horn banded with silver. This is the last place I would have expected to be seen, Tyrion admitted. I was captured by a whim. If I touch Ghost, will it chew my hand off?
Not with me here, John promised. Tyrion stretched the white wolf behind the ears. The red eyes watched him impassively. The beast came up as high as his chest now. Another year, and Tyrion had the gloomy feeling he'd be looking up at him.
What are you doing here tonight, he asked, besides freezing your manhood off?
I have drawn night guard, John said. Again. Sir Alistair has kindly arranged for the watch commander to take a special interest in me. He seems to think that if they keep me awake half the night, I'll fall asleep during morning drill. So far, I have disappointed him.
Tyrion grinned. And has Ghost learned to juggle yet?
No, said John, smiling. But Gren held his own against Halder this morning, and Pip is no longer dropping his sword quite so often as he did.
Pip.
Pippa is his real name.